This is the Bob and Tom Show. Once again, we are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I think we've covered sports finally with your sports...
Honcho!
Sports authority?
I can't even say it without
laughing. Your sports authority, seriously?
It's pretty good.
He's not an authority, though.
Well, that's the thing, right?
I guess.
Sports king... sports. I'm
wait a minute.
Sports.
Sports governor.
I like sports, buddy.
Sports makes monarch. Sports despot. Sports overlord. Sports,
it makes you approachable.
Sports chamberlain.
You've always wanted people to call you governor.
Sports chamberlain.
I try to. One of the grandkids, the oldest one, is starting to call me governor. He thinks it's funny too. So
what about sport? Sport.
Hey, sport.
Hey, sport.
Here's your sports. Sport.
Not a fan of sport. What's up, sport?
No.
Here's some cigs. Smoke up, Johnny. Is that from Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, sport? It sounds like you're trying to do some kind of bad F. Scott Fitzgerald thing.
Yeah. How about the sports bartender serving up all your latest scores?
Wow, they even had a little tagline.
Thank you, John. And
I like
of course,
that.
I could be about half drunk half the time, which would
be like normal.
No different at all.
Of course. Very good.
I have some bad news. During the break, I was talking to you guys off the air about a special donut at Krispy Kreme.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if this is, I'll have to do some more research, but apparently the Krispy Kreme Reese's Peanut Butter Cup donuts are only in Australia for a limited time right now. Maybe it's a test country. Maybe they're going to bring them here.
Well, let's but start pricing airline tickets.
Krispy Kreme donut filled with Reese's peanut butter sauce topped with Krispy Kreme chocolate icing and Reese's peanut butter chocolate chips.
That sound good.
Wow. Look at you. Josh is frothing at the mouth.
Sounds very good. Well, now, we're about to be, isn't the pumpkin spice
it's already started.
Thing about to hit?
Honey, you've not been in a grocery store lately. It's already in full
somebody,
gear.
My friend told me that they now have pumpkin spice life cereal, which sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. General Mills, Pumpkin Spice Cheerios.
I'm in. I'll try it.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
It says, since Starbucks introduced pumpkin spice in their lattes, it's become ubiquitous, appearing in everything from vodka to Jell-O.
Ooh, that's, I don't know. That seems weird, but.
Well, I know. I think kids like it because it's full of sugar.
Sure.
Do we have any bacon-flavored cereals yet? That's probably going to be next. We have a guest in the studio. I can't help but notice. He is handsome young comedian Jordan Matherlicht.
Jordan.
Hi there. Hello.
Your last name is, as Donnie Baker would say, hymenated.
Yeah.
So there was a Mather and there was a Licht. And they got together.
Yeah, you know, my parents are pretty hippie-ish, I guess. They put the names together. I was born in my house. Which is true, yeah. My birth certificate's written in fridge magnets.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah, Tom, very hippie folks. You
Tom
know?
Is a big opponent of home births, I believe.
Well,
is
yeah, because there are a lot of kids that don't make it because they couldn't get to the hospital.
Oh, I'm not going to make it. Oh, don't get me wrong.
It's not over yet.
Sorry.
Well, none of us make it.
So you were born at the home, huh?
Yeah.
Now, are your parents like hippies? I mean, like,
I think so.
Bongs all over the place?
Not that much, but I just think very progressive, very open-minded, you know. I actually think they named me Jordan because it's gender ambiguous, you know, so if I want to get a sex change, it'll be that much smoother, you know. Like, sure,
right.
I'll have to get new genitals, but I can keep the same email address, which is very nice.
Great, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not
that's
like,
a real hassle.
Because yeah, you wouldn't want to be like... Like Dick Matherlicht.
Oh, no.
Or Dick Licht would be really.
Dick Licht.
That'd be rough.
Oh, I've.
Now, who was the Licht? Who was Licht? Your dad?
Licht's my mom.
Oh, Licht your mom?
Oh, of course.
I'm going to run away from that joke as fast as possible.
Somebody had to say it.
Yeah, okay.
Perhaps you jackasses should stop talking right now.
Yeah, you jerks.
What else? Are your parents. Now, do you live with them right now?
I am for right now for the next month or so. So growing up.
I like you being hopeful.
You know, I'm leaving. I'm getting out for sure. I'm getting out as fast as I can. You know, I grew up there. It's very religious upbringing.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. My dad's a minister. And
a minister hippie. I didn't
know. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, fun minister. Very interesting. You know? So I wasn't allowed to like, you know, say any bad words in my house. So I didn't until I was like 7. And, what happened was my older brother pranked me by just teaching me a bad word without telling me that's what it was. Right. He just said, this is the best word ever. Everybody loves it. Go spread it around town.
Oh boy. Oh.
So I was excited, ran downstairs, saw my dad, just said, hey, what's for dinner, bitch? And yeah. Turns out soap is the answer. It was soap.
Sure. Jordan Matherlicht is our guest. Handsome young comedian. Now, were you homeschooled?
No, I was not.
Okay.
But,
so you looked out there.
No, but I think you say handsome. That's very generous. But I'm just much skinnier than I should be. Definitely. I've got a good metabolism, mm-hmm. you know, which is this, it's not good because it doesn't make like nachos, booze, and drugs healthy, right? Like I'm committing the same crimes against my body. I'm just seeing less evidence, I think.
Right.
Like, yeah, my body's not a temple. It's a studio apartment with a gas leak. Like, I'm dying. There's no question about it. It's not good.
Jordan Matherlicht is hanging out with us. He's going to stay around for a while. Also coming up, Hannibal Buress will be our guest. So some great comedy on the way. Real quick, are you a, you're obviously, what are you, 20?
22.
Right.
Just a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's bad.
I wonder where you were when I was when you were born.
When's your birthday?
And I'm thinking
October 20th, 1993.
I was sitting right here in a room with you jackasses 22 years ago. Yeah. Holy moly.
Not in this 93. Room, but we were
yeah.
together.
We were together.
You want to know where you were when he was born?
Well, that's... Well, aren't exactly? you curious? Like, well, I don't know exactly, but 22 years ago, you can.
What time of day were you born, Jordan?
You jerk.
I think at night. Oh. I think mid-evening.
Oh, I was probably
right around
napping.
Showtime.
You're probably napping.
I was probably napping and crying in that house with two master suites. Probably. Hello? Hello? Anybody here?
Our guest in the studio is a handsome young comedian.
Well,
Jordan Matherlicht
is
his name. Did you ever consider going with a stage name? Because Matherlicht is kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
I thought people told me to change it. I don't know. It doesn't seem worthwhile to me. I don't think.
You never even considered it?
Like I did.
Jordan Matthews.
Yes.
Jordan Lichter.
I think it was maybe
Jordan Lichter.
How about Jordan Light?
That sounds like you're some kind of a DJ. Hey, we've got some more seals and crofts coming up for you.
I told
Jordan Light. Less talk.
I wanted to go. So I thought of Jordan Mather, and Andy Kindler was like, "No, everybody will think of Jerry Mather."
Yeah,
Jerry Mather, the beef.
Yeah.
Beef.
So if Kindler says it, you know it's true.
Oh, and can you quote our friend Andy Kindler and what he said yesterday and about Huey Lewis?
The news was a lot better when Huey Lewis was in charge. You're darn right it was.
Andy Kindler on
man,
Twitter.
That sports album, every cut.
Oh, man.
Hit Factory.
Andy Kindler.
Now, not so much.
Did you know that Andy Kindler is a very fine musician, besides being a very funny guy?
Really? What does he play?
He's a guitar player.
Oh.
And also, here's something really obscure. He is a martial artist of the First Order.
Wow.
Which you would never guess, seeing him.
That's cool.
He's a very mild-mannered gentleman.
Is that because he's Jewish?
If Andy were here, I feel like he'd say that.
Right.
It's Kung Ju, starring Bruce Leibowitz. No, I don't know what his that has anything to do with it. He doesn't look like he'd be a martial artist. He's just a very ordinary looking,
unimposing.
Yeah. Yes, there you go.
We're looking for new sports gurus, sports overlords, sports lord. It's big right now. Sports lord. Sports ace.
Sports ace.
And I'm also looking for hyphenated names of celebrities. And the only one I can think of is Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
There's one.
Ryan Hunter Ray, auto racer.
All right.
Are there any other famous...
John Bon Jovi? I mean, is that a hyphen
there's
in
no
that?
There's no hyphen there.
Oh, yeah, there should be.
I'm pretty sure there's a hyphen there. His dad, Tom Bon, and his mom...
Mrs. Phyllis, Jovi.
Phyllis Jovi.
Hillary Rodham Clinton?
She dropped that after a while.
She dropped Rodham.
But for a while, she was known as HRC.
I think that
HRC?
RC.
Okay, good. We have.
I didn't say H capital.
We're talking with comedian Jordan Matherlicht. We've established several things. Jordan currently living with his parents.
Oh, yeah.
But he's 20.
He's 22.
He's 22
years
old. I had no idea you were that young. I thought you were older than
that. Man, I say stay with him as long as you can.
Hey,
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah. There you go.
JGL.
The best.
He's a badass.
He's great. Now, so you're living with your parents.
Yeah.
But you're a single guy.
Single out there.
So do you have to tell them I'm not going to be home tonight if you're having a sleepover? Do you tell
them,
I'm going over to Sam's house tonight and then try your luck in the singles bars, if you will?
I think we have like a non-disclosure agreement, basically.
Really?
But, you know, I just go on a lot of dates, you know, a lot of first dates mostly. which, you know, just means that there were a lot of women who thought about sleeping with me, and I talked them out of it. That's all I did.
Through the sheer force of your personality.
Yeah. You know, I really haggled them down. And I like a fun date, you know, a nice fun date. Maybe go to the park so she could push me on the swings. Something fun. Something romantic.
Yes.
It's weird. Recently, I went on one date, got turned down for the first kiss.
Oh.
Which, it hurts, because I think kissing is like a level of intimacy in between high five and chest bump. Not a big deal, right? I've kissed more people than I've chest bumped,
sure.
I think. My parents never chest bumped me to sleep. Right? Tucking me in. All right, sweet dreams, punk ass. Didn't happen. Not at all. Actually, my first kiss was when I was like 16. First girlfriend, second day we were dating. You know, full-blown makeout session. Not to brag or nothing.
Nice.
But she was on top of me for a while. Straddling is the term. You know, got a little hot and heavy. Sure. I was getting hot. She was getting heavy.
And, see, now that, hang on. That's one of those jokes.
You know,
it's been there all along.
It's been there all along.
Yes. See, this is, that's the kind of joke
this
I described.
This kid, I'm telling you. It's like kid.
When you see a sculpture, maybe a statue, and it's created of marble, and you realize that statue was in there the whole time.
Right.
The artist revealed it.
Yeah, terrific.
As opposed to one made of clay or whatever. See, that joke was there all that time.
Yep.
The hot and heavy, and then you chiseled away, whiling away the hours between masturbatory sessions, chiseling away to find that joke.
Unlike what I do when I write jokes, which is just cram different Play-Dohs together.
You know,
Jordan
Mazelik
is our guest.
You know, I
guess it looks like a picture.
We'll find more about Jordan.
I'm remembering JML has the he named his car.
Oh, did you?
That
oh, yes.
Famous joke.
Yeah, I drive a Prius. And I call it the pussy wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I cry in it.
It's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not getting any, huh? No.
Do you have a type, Jordan? Are you in any specific women? Like, do you like older women or women your age?
I like older ladies.
Okay.
I think, you know, I need like an older, more masculine lady.
Masculine? Somebody,
you know.
Like a Maud.
You know, somebody.
Like a Nurse Ratched type.
Yeah. Somebody with biceps to match my dainty hands. Like, you need
nice.
Good balance, I think.
You do have dainty hands.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
They're
these
gorgeous.
Things?
Oh, my gosh.
Smooth.
You,
you know what? I think your hands are bigger than mine, though.
Look how long his fingers are.
Yeah, you
are.
Have very spindly
hands. You definitely have piano playing fingers.
Hold your hands up again. Oh, my God. Those are freakish.
Look at my little
you
short
can, like, palm
fingers.
A basketball. We need a picture of Christy's hands and
look
his hands. Good
yeah,
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We got
Christy's
oh,
like
wow.
A Christy's like a toddler.
Wow.
I have really ugly little
No,
fingers.
Your hands aren't ugly. They're very tiny, right. Which for a lot of guys
no,
is
don't,
a huge
it makes
bonus.
Everything look bigger, that's for
don't
sure.
Don't disagree. They're ugly. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jordan, those are kind of freakishly pointy.
Yeah,
I know. There's just not enough bones on them.
Thinner.
It's just all tight
thinner?
Bone. I don't know thin. What to do with them, really.
No. Well, maybe proctology is for you.
You know what? I've done some amateur proctology. That's it. I'm not, haven't gone pro.
Guitar player.
Oh, yeah. I tried.
Pianist.
I tried both of those. I also tried banjo, and I'm not good at anything. I found out.
good thing about the banjo. You don't need that.
You know.
You don't need that.
Oh, I love a banjo. You don't like banjo?
No.
Oh. All right.
You know, the best sound a banjo makes is that crushing noise when the accordion hits it in the dumpster.
Oh, I'm sorry. Couldn't disagree more.